This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 18th of February. Chittagong Kings beat Sylhet Royals to confirm the Bangladesh Premier League final lineup. The Kings will now play Dhaka Gladiators tomorrow. Ryan Tendulkar's explosive 44 not out of 28 balls proved to be the difference between the sides today. He came to the crease with the asking rate at around 10 and over, and had 50 in less than 4 overs with Arif Ul Haq, who chipped in with an important 12 ball 23. Sheffield Shield leaders Queensland were bowled out for 322 on day one against Victoria. Peter Forrest hit 119 and helped the Bulls recover from 41 for 4, along with captain James Hopes, who made 88. The two added 169 for 6 wicket. Clive Rose then removed Hopes and forward Ahmed Forrest as the two shared 5 of the wickets to back up William Sheridan's 4 for 71. Trinidad and Tobago completed their second innings collapse and were out for just 86 to hand victory to Windward Islanders by 10 wickets in the West Indies regional 4-day competition. DeLorn, Johnson and Dalton Pollius ended with 3 wickets each, as only 3 Trinidad and Tobago batsmen reached double figures, leaving Windwards needing just 6 to win in the 4th innings. Guyana needed tricky 284 more on the final day to beat Barbados, closing strongly in their pursuit of 378 on 94 for 1 after just 23 overs. Barbados had earlier declared their second innings at 235 for 7, with opener Rashidi Boucher making 81 and Rostam Chase 49. Sean Massoud batted throughout day one of Islamabad's latest Qaeda-Azam Trophy Super 8 fixture, ending on 131 to take his side to stumps on 278 for 5. Massoud shared a second wicket stand worth 94 with Ali Sarfraz, while Mohammed Sami and Abdul Amir picked up a brace of wickets apiece for Karachi Whites. The other Group A match saw Rahul Pinder dismissed for 294 by Silcott. Birwal Bhatti took 4 for 71, with Silcott skipper Sher Malik contributing 3 for 62. Umar Amin and Adnan Muft each passed 50 for Rahul Pinder. In Group B, Fakhar Zaman hit 64 as Karachi Blues closed on 126 for 4 in reply to Lahore Ravi's 175. Adnan Akmal was the only Lahore batsman to pass 50, as Tabish Khan and Tariq Haroon each ended with 3 wickets. Lahore Shalimar reached the close on a shortened first day against Hyderabad on 195 for 1. Openers Cameron Akmal and Imran Butt made up for lost time, batting 153 at almost 5 and over, while Umar Akmal ended play on 36 off 32 balls. Bahar Walpa all out for 292 after electing to bat on day one of their plate match. Hamid Ali and skipper Rehan Rafiq both hit half centuries and had 146 of the fourth wicket, following early inroads from Afaq Ahmed. Afaq eventually ended with 6 for 46 of Peshawar, who closed in their first innings on 6 for 1. And an unbeaten century from Ali Vakas hauled Faisalabad up to 256 against Multan. Vakas was the only Faisalabad batsman to consistently trouble the Multan attack, from which prolific left-arm spinner Zulfikar Babar emerged as a pick with 6 for 77.